Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We saw a powerful start to the week, a real rebound effort across the board.
A very solid day. This felt like classic buy-the-dip optimism. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite led the charge up a full 2%.
And it wasn't just the big guys, right? The buying was incredibly broad.
That's the key takeaway. Advancers beat decliners by more than 5-1 on the New York Stock Exchange. Even more telling, small caps outperformed, with the Russell 2000 tacking on 2%. That's a sign of real risk appetite returning to the market.
So where was the leadership? Which sectors really drove this move?
It was the mega caps reasserting their dominance. Communication services and technology were the standout leaders. We're talking heavy hitters like Nvidia, up over 3.5%, and Meta Platforms, also up 3.5%. Alphabet and Microsoft were right there with them.
Interesting. So the generals that led the market down on Friday turned right around and led it back up.
Exactly. The only real point of weakness was Amazon, which dragged a bit on the consumer discretionary sector. And the energy sector was the lone loser for the day, down about 0.5% after OPEC Plus agreed to boost output.
What about the macro picture? Was there a big economic catalyst, or was this more about a lack of bad news?
It was more of a news vacuum, which was a good thing. The factory orders data this morning was a bit soft on the headline, but the market looked right past it because, excluding transportation, the numbers were actually okay. With no new trade drama, buyers felt confident stepping back in.
Got it. Now, earnings season is in full swing, and we saw some massive moves today.
Massive is the word. CommScope, ticker COMM, just exploded higher, up an incredible 86% after its report and a major asset sale. Energizer ENR also had a huge day, up nearly 27%.
But the one getting a lot of attention is the turnaround story at Wayfair. What's happening there?
This was a fantastic quarter for Wayfair, ticker W. They beat big on earnings and posted their highest revenue growth in 4 years. It really seems their strategic initiatives, like the Wayfair Verified Catalog and their Castlegate Logistics Network, are firing on all cylinders. After 6 quarters of flat to negative growth, the market is rewarding this execution in a big way.
A plan coming together. Love to see it. All right, let's get tactical. What's already working and looks like it wants to keep running? Let's talk continuation plays.
Okay, first up is AEHR Test Systems, ticker AEHR. This name is showing strong bullish signals in the semiconductor space. It has consistently high volume and clear upward price momentum. We're watching for a push through the $19.10 resistance level to confirm the next leg.
And what about in the financials? I saw BlackRock, BLK, pop up on the scans.
Yes, BLK is a great example of a leader reasserting itself. It's showing a bullish reversal pattern with strong volume coming in. A clean break over 1115 could really get it moving. It fits that theme of money rotating into strength within the financial sector.
Okay, so those are the names that are already running. What about stocks that are coiling and getting ready to break out? What are the anticipation setups?
Top of the list is Cadence Design Systems, CDNS. This is a beautiful setup. It's in a steady, grinding uptrend, and the volume is building. We're anticipating a test of the $364 resistance. A break there would be our trigger.
I see Axon, AXON, is on that list too. That one has been strong.
Very strong. It's showing consistent upward price movement, closing near its highs with good volume. We're looking for a continuation of its ascent toward the $747 level. It's a textbook anticipation play.
And for the more patient trader, any slower burn setups that are building a cause?
For that, we look at AMD. It's been consolidating in a pretty tight range recently, but the key is that trading volumes are starting to creep up. That often happens right before a significant move. We'd be watching for a breakout above the $180 mark to signal the start of a new trend.
Great stuff. Let's do a quick lightning round. Any other individual stories that traders should have on their radar for tomorrow?
Definitely keep an eye on Tesla, which gained over 2% on news of a lucrative new compensation package for Elon Musk. Also, Palantir, PLTR, was awarded a major U.S. Army contract, which could provide a nice tailwind.
So let's wrap it up. What's the game plan for Tuesday? The market feels bullish, but we have a huge week of earnings and data ahead.
The tone is cautiously optimistic. We respect today's strength, but we don't chase blindly. For the S&P, watch support near 629 and resistance around 632.50. A break above that resistance would be very constructive.
And the catalysts to watch for tomorrow?
We get the ISM services report at 10 a.m. Eastern, which is a big one, and the earnings slate is packed. Before the bell, we hear from Caterpillar, Pfizer, AMD, Duke Energy, and Eli Lilly, just to name a few. It's going to be a very busy and potentially volatile morning.
Fantastic insights. That's our prep for the session ahead. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Trade smart, everyone.